It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening. Each of you are treasured and valued. You have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. We have much work to do to protect this American idea. And thank you to this team I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And producer Steve, there is so much work that we have to do as we are searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it, Steve.
And yet the other day you went down a list of different things, but if everything on that list, with whatever they were talking about, came the threat, some big stick that you were going to get whacked with if you didn't comply.
I know, and it is never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood. Just think about this right now. If you don't do something, they say you can't work anymore. You're taking people's livelihood, and that's via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable, and excessive taxation. And I want to just comment on that one. I'll go back to that here in just a minute then. Fear, coercion, the latest silent thief, and that is government-induced inflation. And again, if something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. When the World Economic Forum, when we just started to really delve into this, Steve, and we saw that the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab said by 2030 that you will own nothing and you'll be happy about it. No, I don't think people will be happy about it, but they really are working towards you not owning anything. And one of the ways to do that is through taxation. Of course, we see inflation as well, but I want to talk about taxation because we've got an election coming up here in Colorado, and there are many municipal questions that will be on the ballot, and many of those are taxing questions. And it's so interesting that each entity, when they come in and they want to raise taxes, they act like they are the only entity there. So I'm talking about my city, Lone Tree, Colorado. They actually have on the ballot a 55% sales tax increase. And think about it. We've just gone through a situation where government politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties have shut down businesses. They've said some are essential, some aren't. They put people out of business. And then the radical progressive activists, and these people have, most of them have R's behind their names that are pushing this forward. But their agenda is radical activist policies that they now are, they're the ones that didn't stand up for businesses, but yet they're the ones that now want to say, think that they're going to increase tax revenue by increasing taxes. But the way to really increase tax revenue is to get the economy humming again. So you have more people that are out there buying goods and services, and that pie gets bigger and bigger. And when the pie gets bigger and bigger, then tax revenues increase. If you want less of something, then you tax it. And if you want less sales tax in your city, then you tax it more and more and more. Now, what they want to try to do is have parity, they say, all around the metro area. But let's think about it. Consumers are rational economic actors, and they actually do take a look at where they're going to purchase things, their big ticket items, and they calculate what those taxes are going to be, and they will actually make choices to go to a place where taxes are lower. So if your taxes are lower, more people will come and buy in your particular municipality. Now, one disclaimer on this, and that is this LEAP initiative that we've been talking about, the Learning Enrichment and Academic Program Plan. And that is ostensibly a new retail marijuana tax, a state retail marijuana tax for the children. And there are those that are anti-marijuana that say, oh, if we tax retail marijuana, we'll get less of it. And you know what? They're absolutely right, Steve. But what they forget is there is an alternative, and that is the illegal market. And when you get taxes so high, Berkeley, California seen this, and they're actually looking at reducing their marijuana taxes, because what happens is people then move over, many people, not all, but many people move over and purchase in the illegal market. Thereby, yes, you have less sales in your legal retail marijuana market, but there is an alternative. And then when they move over into that arena, because it's illegal, it actually also increases crime as well, Steve.
Well, back to your hometown municipality, you know, two things come to mind. Because I'm in the stands watching them. I don't really, you know, have a role to play. But they have a reputation for spending money like a drunken sailor, which is an insult to drunken sailors. But the other thing that comes to mind is that, you know, in that same meeting, you know, when they announced this increase, would anybody step up from the city and address all the empty storefronts that are in the city?
I know it. And there's quite a few in the city right now. And how that was presented, it was an online meeting, and you submitted your questions online as well. And then they had a high-profile person who was the facilitator, and then they chose which questions that they would bring forward. They didn't keep the meeting going and answer all the questions. They answered the questions that they wanted to. Now, to their credit, they did get back on an individual level and answer questions. But I and some of my friends submitted the really hard questions, and those were not asked online, which is the sales tool that the city is now using to encourage people to vote for this. But there is no reason to increase these taxes, and I would really encourage people to vote no on that. And so my point is there's tax questions across the spectrum on these different municipalities. And so, for example, in my city, it is run basically on sales tax. But we, the resident, we not only pay our sales taxes, and we also pay state and county sales taxes, but you pay to your metro district that's supposed to take care of roads and bridges. You pay to the parks district. You pay your vehicle fees. There's just all kinds of different taxes out there, and they all the money comes out of your pocket. But then each entity, when they want to raise taxes, they try to look like they're all alone in that, but yet they work together with all of this money. And the other thing that was really frustrating is they put out there the things that people really like, and that first of all is, gosh, if we don't raise these taxes, we might have to do something regarding the police department and community safety. Well, if that was the case, then they should earmark this money for sure towards that. Although, if they do that, then that actually then just frees up other money over here. The answer should be no. The answer should be that keep your taxes low and make the pie bigger. So you mentioned empty storefronts. If those storefronts were in business, they would be creating sales tax. So what they need to do is create an environment where people want to create businesses in my case, in Lone Tree, but in each municipality. So with that, when we were looking at Lenin quotes, Lenin said, I will crush the middle class. You crush the middle class through taxation and inflation. And that is where we are right now, Steve. And that is why we must say no on all of these tax questions.
Well, I hear that the big guy, don't want to say his name, is going to be, holding a whatever you want to call these sessions, where he stares straight at the teleprompter. But anyway, that's the topic, inflation, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say. I know it's going to be just incredibly informative.
Well, I can tell you what he's going to say. It's Trump's fault.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Yes.
So be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And I've had several of you reach out to me regarding forced vaccinations and being told that you will lose your job if you do not succumb to having a vaccination or testing on a regular basis. And I can just feel the concern, the fear that the people say they'll lose their job if they don't do it, and what kind of legal action can be taken. And I don't have that solution for you yet, but I know that there are people working on that, and I will be getting back to you all as well. There's just a lot of issues out there, but you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com, and I really appreciate all of you who support us. It's so excited tomorrow. I can't believe it's tomorrow. Tomorrow is Constitution Day, and we'll be heading up to Grand Lake for U.S. Constitution Day. Very excited about that. And it is their 10th celebration, and they're going to have a parade, a flyover on Saturday, the main event in the park. Sunday there will be a church service, and so would highly recommend that all of you join us up there. That is just really great. So that's U.S. Constitution Week. Check it out. It's Grand Lake U.S. ConstitutionWeek.com. And really would recommend you join us there. And then yesterday, Steve, the interview that we did with a Marine veteran Captain Doug Chamberlain about his book, Bury Him, a memoir of the Vietnam War. We talked about what's going on right now, current events as well. It was a very powerful, powerful interview, and that will broadcast this Sunday at 3 and then also at 10. So I just really powerful, Steve.
Well, yeah, it was nice. I mean, can we say, yeah, we can. Doug took the time to drive all the way down here from Wyoming to do this interview. So obviously he had a sense of urgency to tell his story. And the story is one that would probably just,
take your breath away.
Well, yeah, but I'm just thinking of all the Marines out there and what it means to be a Marine. And, leave no one behind is the mantra, and they believe it. And while that story that he's going to talk about was actually happening, what the train wreck that was going on in his mind.
Well, and we talked about Afghanistan and what's going on. So really a powerful interview. Would recommend that you tune into that on Sunday at 3 and then also at 10. And the show comes to you, and he's also a new sponsor with his book on America's Veteran Stories. And again, that is Bury Him, a memoir of the Vietnam War. And I highly recommend that you order the book. I think it is, I had the website. I think it's MarineDougChamberlain.com is what I think it is. If you buy the book there, he'll actually sign it, the hardback cover, and send it to you. And this is a book that should be in your Freedom Library. But the show comes to you because I have great sponsors. Another one of them is Hooters Restaurants. They have 5 locations, Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And football specials when there's football games, and there's NFL tonight. And so they are running this now until the Super Bowl. And they have dine-in specials where you can get a draft and boneless wings or a Big Daddy and sliders. Or Big Daddy and Bone-In Wings, or nachos, and then also to-go specials. And then if you're having a bunch of friends over, they have some party packs as well. So check that out. That's at my website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com. And click on my sponsors tab. I highly recommend each and every one of them. And click on the Hooters tab, and you'll find all those specials, whether or not it's happy hour or lunch specials, kids eat free on Saturdays. All those specials are listed there. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue with some headlines, and we'll talk to Karen Levine at the bottom of the hour, and then Katie Hopkins. She is a British media personality, and want to find out what she thinks about these current events going on. We'll be right back.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And I really appreciate all of you who support us as because we are searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to use force to implement it. Our quote for today, because we're going to have Katie Hopkins on, and she is from Britain, I thought it would be appropriate to quote Maggie Thatcher. And she was a British stateswoman. She served as Prime Minister of the UK from 1979 to 1990. She was a leader of the Conservative Party from 75 to 1990. And she was the longest serving British Prime Minister of the 20th century and the first woman to ever hold that office. She was born in 1925. She died in 2013. And this is what she said. We want a society in which we are free to make choices, to make mistakes, to be generous and compassionate. That is what we mean by a moral society, not a society in which the state is responsible for everything and no one is responsible for the state. Powerful. And the thing about it, as we look at these quotes, is we realize that when Reagan said that we're never more than one generation away from losing our freedom, we realize that because she was talking about this. These are not new issues that we are facing, but we face them every generation. But a lot of people, and I know a lot of people are waking up, but the speed that we are being moved into this fascist dictatorship, which that's where we are right now, my friends. A lot of people don't know it. Because they haven't seen the effects of these laws that are and executive orders that are coming down the pike. But we are in a fascist dictatorship right now. And when Biden stares directly into the teleprompter to repeat what he's being told to say, you wonder who exactly are the people that are pulling the strings on this. But we are now in a fascist dictatorship, and you need not go no further. And a friend of mine from elementary school sent this via Facebook, and I hadn't responded back to her yet because I hadn't really gotten my brain around it. But Patty found this from Your News. And it's interesting. It says a tyrannical move would allow the federal government to also snoop on all crypto and Cash App transactions in violation of the Fourth Amendment. It says Joe Biden's Treasury Department announced last Thursday an invasive new initiative tasking the federal government to audit virtually all financial transactions of Americans with bank accounts holding at least $600. The Treasury document, called General Explanations of the Administration's Fiscal Year 2022 Revenue Proposals, outlines how every individual bank account with over $600 will be monitored by the IRS. Sounds to me like we need to get Jay Davidson on with First American State Bank to talk about this. But it goes on. It says the proposal would create a comprehensive financial account information reporting regime. And the financial institutions report data on financial accounts in an information return. The annual return will report gross inflows and outflows with a breakdown for physical cash, transactions with a foreign account, and transfers to and from another account with the same owner, the memo states. This requirement would apply to all business and personal accounts from financial institutions, including bank, loan, and investment accounts, with the exception of accounts below a minimal gross flow threshold of $600 or fair market value of $600. The proposal will also apply to crypto asset exchanges and custodians. It says Patrick Hedger, Vice President of Policy at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, told the Daily Mail the Treasury's move blatantly violates the Fourth Amendment, you think? Of course it does, which protects citizens from unreasonable search and seizure. And when we see the Biden administration putting in these rules and regulations, just think about the reporting nightmare this is going to be. And then the government will pick winners and losers, who they're going to monitor, who they're going to probably fine, penalties. And this really, we don't even know it. We are now in a fascist dictatorship, Steve.
Well, I'm following along as you're going through this story, and I'm thinking, to what end? What I mean, just the cost of implementing this. I mean, I've always been, you know, stood in amazement at the IRS in general and what it costs us just to have the IRS, let alone what they do. And I mind even the people at the IRS are freaking out because look what it's going to do to every tax form, every document. It's going to have to be redesigned. What an incredible cost.
What an incredible cost. And to what end, though? And this is to what end is that they know everything about you. I mean, how you spend your money, they will know everything about you. And this is not then where it stops. It's not that they just want to know. We now know that they will use information to pick winners and losers, to penalize some people and some businesses, and to turn a blind eye to others. And this is extremely, extremely troubling, extremely dangerous.
I'm wondering if I'm already seeing this. Every time I log on to my, you know, online banking, I get a total breakdown of everything that's happened in the last, say, the last month. And my initial reaction, I was like, oh, look at this. This is kind of convenient, but maybe not so much. Maybe this is already being sorted and reported.
Well, I don't know if it's been being reported, but it's for sure being sorted. And so it's important that you know that. Trying to push back on this, elections certainly do have consequences. And as we're looking at what happened in California with Gavin Newsom surviving this recall, when I logged onto my computer, I saw that immediately the Democrats in the legislature want to change the rules for the recalls there. And as I looked at it, it's not only for the governor's race, but it's for all of these local races, your school board, your municipal races. Apparently, there's a number of recalls there. And when we talk about local government is where it's at, it is, that is truly what really affects you. But, and again, when they will change the recall rules for local elections, meaning that people that get into, and we have seen this, that it really has been radical activists that have gotten into office and they stay in office for quite some time. It does affect your lives, but the most local government is not, it's not your HOA, it's not your school board, it's not your municipality. The most local government is you. And that is the American idea. And you are to be responsible in your decisions, responsible for your decisions. But the most local government is you. And I think it's important to understand that. Before we get over here to Karen Levine, there's a number of COVID headlines that Patty has here. And the first one is from the Town Hall by Spencer Brown. It says, a new study, still pending peer review, picked up by The Atlantic, of all places, which is very left-leaning, puts the recent fear-mongering over the number of hospitalized Americans with the Wuhan coronavirus in perspective. Most notably, the study conducted by a team of researchers from Harvard Medical School, Tufts Medical Center, and the Veterans Affairs Healthcare System found that many of those, quote-unquote, hospitalized with COVID are not the dire situations hyped by liberal media and leading Democrats. The main narrative-shattering takeaway researchers arrived at: roughly half of all the hospitalized patients showing up on COVID data dashboards in 2021 may have been admitted for another reason entirely, or have had only a mild presentation of the disease, rather than the overwhelming horror stories of normally healthy individuals being admitted with COVID who are soon intubated and put on a ventilator before their body finally succumbs to the virus. And there are a lot of people, almost half in fact, who happen to be in hospitals with COVID, but not necessarily due to COVID or at risk of dying from the virus. Yes, those tragic situations do still happen, but it's happening less frequently than many seem to want Americans to think. And Steve, yesterday we had Brenda Bach on and Tom Goodfellow. Tom Goodfellow is one of the founders of U.S. Constitution Week up in Grand Lake. And Brenda Bach will be receiving the American Patriot Award. And as I thought about the conversation yesterday, she said to me, I think offline, she said, well, I didn't think that anybody was still paying attention. But she is working diligently to try to get something corrected because she is searching for truth and clarity. And in November of 2020, There were two deaths in Grand County from a murder-suicide, gunshot wounds. And before they had even been able to, the coroner's office, to go through and do the investigation, the state of Colorado had counted those as COVID deaths. The thing about it is they have never changed that, even though she has contacted them a number of times. So when they use these numbers that scare the living daylights out of people, and they use these numbers to force their agenda that people must get this vaccine, even if you've had COVID now, it doesn't matter if you have antibodies. When they're using this data to do that, and right here, this this piece that was in The Atlantic showing that they're using fear-mongering, it begs the question why. And so we must push back. Those of you that are reaching out to me, I don't quite have the answer yet on legal help, but I know that there's a number of legal cases out there. So stay strong on that, and we'll continue to bring truth to this particular issue. Let's talk with Karen Levine. She is a sponsor of both of the shows, The Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Story. She's been a longtime sponsor, and she is an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. And really, if you're going to buy or sell your home, if you're looking at a new build, Karen is the person to have on your side of the table. She's an excellent negotiator, and so highly recommend that. Karen Levine, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
Thrilled next week you and Lauren Levy are going to be in studio to help me co-host the show. That'll be next Thursday. But Karen, I'm starting to see some more for sale signs out in these neighborhoods. What are we seeing regarding availability of homes for people to buy?
Well, the Colorado Association of Realtors August reports just came out, and it is true. We do have more units on the market for sale than we have seen in the months of April, May, June. We started seeing our inventory increase over the July, August months. Very seasonal. We see this every July and August. So to put things a little bit in perspective, inventory of active listings is still excessively down from a year ago. We're down actually 51.9% in the metro area. So last August, we had over 10,000 units on the market. This August, we only had 5,000. But what we are seeing is the increase in inventory is presenting a few more options for buyers. Homes are only staying on the market 13 days, which last year was closer to 28 days. But if you look at earlier statistics, late spring, early summer, homes were only on the market 6, 7, 8 days. So things are staying on the market a little bit longer. We're still seeing appreciation, but not at the rate we were seeing. So I think it's very seasonal, and I tell buyers and sellers, this fall season can create opportunity for both parties. Just because things settle down a little bit, it's a little less crazy, and you have an opportunity, hopefully, to get a homeowner, not an investor, into a property. And when I speak of investor, I'm speaking of these big corporations, Kim, that we've talked about, coming in and buying up our housing.
Well, and that's interesting you would mention that, Karen, because I have had two homes right around me that recently have been sold, and they were purchased by large corporation investors. And all of us, we're a neighborhood, and certainly want to honor property rights, and as people sell their homes, these investors have come in and offered above market rates, and that's really difficult for a family that wants to try to buy a home. How are you counseling people I mean, that's difficult when a corporation comes in and they have deep pockets, and here you've got a little family that's trying to figure out how to get into a home. How are you counseling them, Karen?
That's a very interesting question, Kim, and you and I've had this discussion, and as we've said, this is a journey. And initially, my comments were, you know, we promote free market capitalism, and if these buyers can come in and offer these prices to sellers, of course it's very attractive to the seller to net that type of money. But I am changing my rhetoric because I'm starting to see what I thought was a crazy statement that was made by the World Economic Forum that mm-hmm. we won't own anything in 2030. And I looked at that, and I've been mulling it over. And I think it's important to counsel sellers to understand that when they make that decision, which I understand it is a financial decision, but when they make that decision and they sell to an investor, they just took one more home out of the marketplace for a family to live in and own. Yes, a family could live in it and rent it, but what has created wealth in America is the building of wealth through property, home ownership. And if families aren't owning homes, then they can't control their destiny, their wealth destiny. And we just need to educate the consumer, educate our sellers, and let them know, yes, it's a financial choice to them, and they do have that choice, but let's look at what that means over the long term. And does that mean that your children and your grandchildren will not have homes to buy?
Wow. This clearly is a much broader discussion, and I think we can probably delve into that even more next Thursday.
And crazy,
again,
huh?
It is crazy. We are free market people, so that's going to be a great conversation. Karen, what's the best way for people to reach you?
The best way is my cell phone number, which is 303-877-7516.
Again, that's Karen Levine, award-winning realtor, 303-877-7516. And it is so great to have you as a sponsor partner and for both the shows. I greatly appreciate it and highly recommend that if people are buying or selling their home, new build, to give you a call. So, Karen, we will talk to you next week.
That sounds great. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. We're going to go to break. When we come back, very excited to have a conversation with Katie Hopkins.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. I so appreciate you. I'm very excited to have on the line with me Katie Hopkins. I have heard so much about this woman. She is, she's a real fireball, and she's from the UK, and I'm just thrilled. She's going to be in Denver for a couple of events next week, one on the 20th, and that will be in the Lone Tree area, and one on the 23rd, which will be at Parker. And you should be able to go to Eventbrite and find those, put in Katie Hopkins and find those events to buy your tickets for that. If for some reason you have any challenges with that, just email me and I'll make sure that you get the information on that as well. And that would be kim@kimmunson.com. So Katie Hopkins, welcome to the show. I have been wanting to talk to you for a long time.
That's so sweet of you. Well, thank you very much indeed for having me on. It was very interesting actually listening to your realtor lady there for a little while. So I learned a few things. But yes, it's great to be back in the USA, where of course British people are still banned. And I'm very much looking forward to heading back to Denver and, as you say, to Deep Space in Parker on the 23rd.
Right, right. And an event on the 20th as well in Lone Tree, which is my hometown.
Oh, yeah. Although I believe actually that's sold out now. So if I could
So we won't mention that one.
Well, no, we can mention it. I'm very grateful to everybody. Everyone in Denver is so kind to me. But yes, do come. We're making more space in Deep Space in Parker. So yeah, do come along to that.
And that's on the 23rd. Katie, as I was looking at different subjects to talk about, I noticed that you had mentioned something about college football. And so in the promo, I said, is college football going to save the American idea? Because as we see these kids that are in the stands right next to each other, not social distancing, without masks on, thrilled to just be living life, do you think that's going to save the world, really, from all this tyranny that's going on?
Yeah, what I ultimately believe in, and I guess it's not just related to college football, it's just basic humanity. So last night I was speaking in Scottsdale, and what's so fantastic, you have people coming into the room who were, I'm not sure who you are or what you do. I just felt like I had to come, which is really, you know, that's an amazing thing. And then there were young people there, you know, there were super young people, 16, 18-year-olds, coming to Scottsdale to listen to a lady who, you know, why on earth would they be there listening to me bang on about anything? But they're just looking to find connections with people where they can just be excited about life, you know. And I so believe, and this is why your football analogy is correct, that this is no longer about politics, right? People have been through such a hard year or 2 years. For many people, this has been the most difficult times of their lives. I had a gentleman last night say to me, you know, I would not have made it through the last 17 months if I didn't have you and a couple other people speaking stuff that I know is true and makes me feel less alone. So people have been through such a difficult time that now it's the time to remember that, you know, we are on the side of the right. We, and I mean that by just as in the people that want the best for each other. This isn't about being Democrat or Republican. This is simply people who want you to live the best life you can live and make your own choices. And that's part of the reason I fought my way back into the States is A, to bring people together, give them a reason to gather and for us to have fun together. But also because, you know, as an outsider and as a respectful foreigner, there is something different about Americans still. You are still the greatest nation on the face of this planet, and 20 million or so British people are looking to you for hope as well.
Katie, you probably didn't hear the beginning of the show, but I talked about a headline that was out there that the Biden administration is putting in new rules with the IRS, that the Treasury Department is going to monitor all transactions of all U.S. bank accounts over $600. And we don't really realize it, but I feel we're living in a fascist dictatorship right now. And people don't really realize it because we haven't seen the effect of all of these things. But it seems that this administration and those that are pulling the strings on this are moving at warp speed to implement their agenda, because I think people are truly waking up, and they don't like what they see. But that's why I think that they are moving so quickly, and these are really bad decisions that are being made. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and you can look to other countries, you know, who are further down the dark path than even you are. And the speed, I agree with you, it's what people talk of, is how did this happen so quickly? You know, how is it possible for this to happen? So people see that. But like, if I think of Australia, some of your listeners will know that I've just been deported from Australia for speech. I was literally deported for speaking out against quarantines and lockdown. Australians are having their groceries home delivered because there's a nighttime curfew, 9 till 5. They're not allowed out to the grocery store for more than an hour. They're not allowed more than 5 kilometres from their home address. They're not allowed to browse when they go to the grocery store. They have to keep a constant speed with their cart. You think I'm joking? I'm not. And now they're having their grocery checked when it's delivered to their home address, and alcohol items and items deemed inappropriate are being removed. So in America, it's expenditure over $600. In Australia, they're going through your shopping and they're taking away anything that they don't think you should be allowed to have. I mean, we live in this such a crazy time, and we can feel the world almost like the air pressure being sucked out of an airplane cabin, right? It feels like the metal and the scaffolding is crumpling in on us. In the UK right now, they've closed down the driving license agency. And what that means is people like me can no longer get a driving license because we can't get it renewed. I can't drive. And my daughter and other people's daughters can't learn to drive because they're not issuing the license. And they're not looking to open that licensing agency. And I believe within 3 years, we will not own private vehicles in the UK. Imagine coming for an American Ford pickup truck. But you know it's coming. And that's why it's so imperative right now what you're doing, your lovely listeners, what I'm trying to do on the ground and the people helping me is to stand together. This is the moment. This is, we are in the fight for our lives, whether we realize it or not.
How do we fight? I agree with you. We are in the fight for the American idea. And if American falls, there is no freedom shining beacon on the hill. What can we do, everyday people? What would you suggest that we do?
Yes, and there's absolutely so many things you can do. And I look at the recall of Newsom, which I appreciate may not have gone the way we wanted, but that sent shockwaves across America and internationally. And Newsom will always be the guy that got recalled, and that's shaming. So all I mean is that was one signature. Every time you put a signature on that piece of paper, you shame that man into history. So on a daily basis, the first thing is that when people are so angry and filled with hate and there's so much ugliness, you go at them with twice as much love. And it's one of the reasons the left hate me so much, is because I remain positive, optimistic, and upbeat. So you have that in your heart, right? Imagine you've got Whitney Houston singing your national anthem in your heart every day, and you play it full loud when anyone's being ugly. The second thing we need to do is remember you're not alone. The media will make you think you're alone. Everything that's pushed into your heads makes you believe you're alone. Look down, wear a mask, don't talk to that person in case you catch something. You're not alone. We are many. And in the heart of America, there's things you must defend. Get your constitution out, put it in your bag, carry it with you every day. Remember that because of your Second Amendment, you have your first. And Americans aren't about to lay down their weapons. My South African friends who handed over their weapons during the apartheid years now have those weapons being used against them. You know, these are the things that matter, faith and family and freedom. And that every day you do something to protect one of those things, go to church, love your family harder, be kinder than the person in the street being mean, you stand up for the American ideal. And I promise you, you stand amongst any rally of ours, not political. You know, ours is the best side to be on. And good does win in the end. It might not be in my lifetime or yours, but we will win. We just have to endure in order to prevail. And so mine is really a rallying cry to tell people to hang on in there, to keep standing up, and it is going to be okay.
That is so, first of all, hopeful, and we really do need that. And as you mentioned, this is, I think, a concerted effort. And when you mentioned this, to basically take the air out of, you said, like an airplane cabin. Mm-hmm. That does seem, it just seems day after day trying to break people down. And
yes.
So there are things to do. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Katie Hopkins. Before we do that, though, we're entrepreneurs. We are Americans. And if, in fact, you might lose your job, maybe that means you need to start your business. And start that new business. And so great entrepreneurs that I get to work with is Hal and Linnea Van Herkey. They are the owners of Castlegate Knife and Tool. They have all kinds of new inventory coming in. Can't believe it. Christmas is right around the corner. And it might be good to go ahead and get your Christmas shopping done early. But be sure and check out Castlegate.com. They have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. Whether or not you are a chef or a collector or a sportsman, having that great tool, that great knife in your tool chest is a good thing. It makes the job go easier. If you need to get a gift for a wedding, Christmas coming up, birthdays, anniversaries, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place to do that. Their website is castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Katie Hopkins.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Thrilled to have Katie Hopkins on the line. She is a British media personality. She's going to be in Denver. The event on September 20th is sold out, but there is still room on the for the event on September 23rd in Parker. You should be able to find that at Eventbrite. Put in Katie Hopkins. If for any reason you have a challenge with that, just email me at Kim@KimMunson.com, and we'll make sure that you get that information on that. Katie, I've just heard stories about you. You said you just got kicked out of Australia. I guess you didn't say that. You said you were deported. I guess kicked out, deported, they're the same word. What happened? Tell us about that.
It's very much the same thing. Kicked out is actually probably exactly the expression I would use. So, yes, I'm known a little bit on TV and media and things, if people know my name. I went over to Australia. I was asked to go over to do a TV program, kind of nonsense. It's called Celebrity Big Brother. They put people in a house together and interesting conversations happen. Anyway, TV show. I agreed to do it because doing that work helps fund me doing this work that I care about and love. So I go to Australia. Now, bear in mind, at this point in time, 35,000 Australian families are forcibly separated from each other because Australians are not allowed to come back to Australia and Australians are not allowed to leave the island. So Australians are banned from going more than 5 kilometres from their home, as we discussed. So it's an impossible time to be in Australia. Families are desperate to be reunited. And yet they allow idiots in to do a TV show. And I'm talking about myself there. I'm talking about Caitlyn Jenner was in with me. Thomas Markle, Meghan Markle's brother, was flown in for this as well. And I was speaking out against it. Now, I was put into quarantine for 15 days, isolation in effectively a hotel prison. I had to be escorted from the plane to my prison by police officers. This is not a word of a lie. There was an entire Army-Navy unit in the hotel lobby where I had to be quarantined. I was taken to my room by a member of the military, a serving member of the Navy. I was not allowed to have a key to my room. I'm told I'm not allowed to open the door to my room. I'm told if there's a fire, and I'm on the 26th floor right now, I have to wait in my room to be given further instructions. Now, I don't know about you, Kim, but I'm not that afraid of COVID. If there's a fire, I'm not sitting in a room waiting for further instructions. So now I'm online doing my normal, you know, online stuff. People find me on YouTube or whatever. And I'm basically making one of a Katie joke, which is kind of, I bring levity as I go. And I'm joking that the next time they deliver food, I'm going to cover myself in baby oil, like some sort of oily substance. I'm going to make a dash down the corridor and I'm going to be grappled back into my bedroom naked by the military. I'm trying to be funny. It might not convey right now. I tell you in person, it does. That joke, joking that I was going to be grappled naked by the military, got me kicked out. I was deported. It went up the chain so fast, it became a political fireball. Nobody wanted to own up to giving me a visa. Nobody wanted to own up that I should have been allowed in the country or not. Australians were cross. Of course they were cross, because why am I in the country when they can't leave or go or get their family home? And so I ended up being rounded up by two units worth of police dressed in full hazmat suits who took me to the airport. They told me I was going to an immigration detention center. And then they put me on a plane and sent me home. I was deported from Australia just a few weeks ago for speaking out against mandatory enforced quarantine and lockdown. I mean, is that wild?
Well, it is wild. And I'm thinking about this. Their economy, they have to be killing their economy. So, for example, if people can't go in or out of the country, I've always thought of Qantas Airlines. I mean, they've got to be in dire straits from a financial standpoint.
Well, I think most of our, you know, I think of BA, you know, British Airlines, Qantas, any airline. Qantas Airlines, British Airlines, at the moment, I think it's an illusion. I think there is only a shell of a country, of an airline company still holding out. But I think in reality, those companies are already gone. I think we'll wake up one day and we'll be told that those airlines in general, no longer exist because we are not going to be allowed to travel internationally anymore. You know, I'm fully on the road here, believing in my heart this could be the last time I'm in the States for some, maybe forever until I break in, because I will. Because the US embassy in the UK has also been shut down for 2 years and it's not reopening. And all of these things, you'd have to be blind not to see that this closure of everything means that in the future, our lives are, as your last realtor was saying, are going to be very, very different indeed. And I spent 3 months on white farms in South Africa, where white South Africans are being hunted from their land. They're down to 3%. You speak to any great Boer in South Africa, whites in South Africa, they talk of retreating to defendable space where they will regroup, they will create a position of strength, and they will come again. And to me, that very much is, you can already feel it here in the States. People talk of Arizona, they talk of Florida, they talk of Texas, they talk of where would you go, you know, in order for us to regroup. And I think my challenge or my question to listeners is, you know, how long do you think you can hold on to the stuff that you think matters? People often step away from someone like me or you. You know, I so admire you keeping this channel open, because they think, I need to protect myself for one day more. You know, imagine stepping away one day more. I'll protect my things for one day more. I'll protect my job for one day more. Well, that one day is going to run out. And I say this as someone who's had every job taken. I've had my family home taken. They came for my children. They've come from my head. I've been banned from South Africa. I've been deported from Australia. And I've never broken a law in my life. How much longer can you protect? Or is it time to now go on the offense instead and start standing up?
Katie, what you describe, I served on city council in my town from 2012 to 2016. And I saw this policy, this narrative, and one of the things was freedom of mobility. I saw this public policy that was being used for mass transit, for trains and buses and bicycles. And my friend that immigrated from China, Helen Raleigh, she writes for The Federalist. She said, a free society is a society where people have the freedom to move and go where they want to, when they want to, which means that they have their personal vehicles. A socialist society, a communist society, the elite tell you where to go when you can go. And what you are describing, I've heard these stories about Australia, but I can't quite believe it. But you've lived it. I mean, you've seen it, right?
Mm-hmm. You can't believe this stuff. It's much easier. And there's two sides. It's much easier to call someone like me, maybe a conspiracy theorist, or just deny it. A, because it sounds so crazy. It can't be true. And then also in our hearts, we're human. We don't want to believe this is happening. We don't want to believe, like we Americans would never want to believe democracy might not be true, but an election could be, let's just say, whichever side of this you're on. We want to believe democracy can be true. We don't want to believe in the darkness. So that's the hurdle we get over first, is not wanting to believe this stuff. But, you know, we see this coming. You see it coming with AOC's Green New Deal or whatever. These are just labels for something that means, you know, we're coming for your personal vehicles. We're coming for your ability to travel. you know, will British people, for example, ever be allowed to travel to the States again? And as things stand, we have neither the mechanism nor the facility nor the vehicle to do that. And that's in real time. That's happening right now. Mm-hmm.
It is remarkable. Hey, Katie, we've got 1 minute left, and you are going to be in Denver this next week. There will be an event on the 23rd in Parker. Go to Eventbrite, and you can purchase your ticket there. If for some reason you put in Katie Hopkins, if for some reason that doesn't work, just email me, and I'll get you the information on that. Well, we now have about 30 seconds. What's your final thought you want to leave with our listeners?
Sure. Yeah, do come to Deep Space. Katie at Katie Hopkins. Kim.co.uk. I promise you, whatever else we do, we will laugh together, we will feel better together, we won't avoid the hard stuff, but you will leave that room feeling lifted up about the fact that you remain the greatest nation on the face of planet Earth.
Oh, do join us, and that will be on the 23rd. Katie Hopkins, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for what you do.
And our quote for today is from Maggie Thatcher. She said, "The problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money." So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry.